guys.
Hey, good to meet you, man.
Good to see you, Brian. Yeah. I'm glad to see you again.
What? I didn't want us to push you out.
Brian Kittle.
No,
I came here with the intent to be here for like 3 minutes.
Okay.
Because I just snuck out. And I do have to get up at like
6:30 in the morning. So.
I'm good right now.
Well, Kittle, just letting you know, we're recording saying goodbye to you, so thank you so much.
All right, have fun, guys.
No.
Stay safe, man. Is that for me?
You want one?
If it's for me.
Joey brought it over. It's.
I'll take another book.
Cody has a hard time. You know how Cody goes with mail. Right. Where's the
stamp? Can you drop that week after all for me?
Yeah, do you have an envelope opener?
I literally pull out of the road on the 49 and see him pulling out of his parents' house like 3 or 4 times a week.
Oh, yeah.
Big
bowl of Spanish.
Who was with you? I saw somebody with you.
Probably a point.
Probably his family.
What? Kiana. Oh. Because she's tall as fuck.
I'm like, he was a full-fledged adult with Brian.
I thought it was either her or Joel Embiid.
I was literally leaving for work, and I saw
I want my daughter, Cody. All
right. Hey, let me know how Lana goes tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, we probably didn't go. I don't know. I want to go with you.
Well, not with that attitude. Okay. Okay, I love you.
You're not gonna force
me to
do something I don't want to do.
It's a date.
Oh, it's a date.
It's a date. It's a movement.
I'm just saying.
Nah, it's a date. It's
there,
a date.
There are gonna be expectations.
Expectation shit.
Did I give you your beer?
Chapter 2 of my book, Expectations.
Oh, he getting fucked.
It was a 1-page chapter. There were none.
Alright, guys. Have a good time.
Alright, Kittle.
Good to meet you, man.
I love you.
Tell my wife I said hello.
We'll do it, buddy. Thank you.
Tell my friend Akaya I said hello. She likes me. Alright, so Joe, do...
And welcome to A Cup with Joe. Tonight we have, as always, the one and only, the genius, the mastermind, Matt Lewis. And we have the one that just always shows up, Cody Ochowski. And we have a new guest tonight.
The queen is here.
First time ever. You've heard his name mentioned. He is the queen. Cameron Lewis, the one and only brother to the genius Matt Lewis.
I'm only here to defend myself tonight.
Welcome.
Good. We're going to go out each other tonight. I want
to
just...
And if anybody wants to take bets on who wins, I got 50 on Cam.
You haven't heard all the facts. Wait until I call my mom. She
went. I got 100 on Lynn.
Yeah. Call Bob Lewis, though. See what he says.
Oh, 200 on Bob Lewis.
You know mom takes all dad's money. So. Oh. So either way, I'm winning. And Cody's shaving points on both sides. Cody's a yes man. I see your point.
Cody's been begging me all night, though.
That's
oh,
true.
Oh, yeah. You should be proud.
He has a flannel shirt on.
He's a typical Polack. He's a beggar.
He looks like the paper towel guy, don't I?
What's that?
Doesn't he look like the paper towel guy, the brawny guy?
Yeah, in that outfit, he does.
The bounty, was it bounty or brawny?
Brawny. Bounty is the quicker picker-upper.
Cameron looks like the lumberjack that drops sticks and pick up
dicks. What about the hat, though? What about the hat?
What about it?
The hat doesn't matter.
It
doesn't
matter?
No.
If I didn't know anybody.
What? Let's say what?
Antifa.
This is the Punisher logo.
Oh, Bound. Jesus. Okay.
I don't even know what that means. I don't know what that means.
If you don't know it, don't say it.
Chris Kyle wore this on his unit. Like his whole unit
American
wore.
American Sniper.
Cool. Yeah.
Fuck off! All right. Now who signed my ticket, bitch?
So, Cameron's been hanging out with us for a little bit, which is it's nice to have you or whatever.
Love you too.
Welcome.
The whole goddamn show has turned into a circus. Cody has not left in 18 episodes.
Jesus.
You're still employed, and now Cameron's here. Pisses me right off, but let's dive right in. Cameron had a funny nicotine story. I guess we all have one that we've hidden from our parents.
See, I don't know how this is funny, but Cody wanted me to save it for the podcast.
It's not funny. I guarantee you it's not, because you're telling it.
Right. So...
Just cliff notes, because you tend to ramble.
Yeah, so this is back, my first experience with nicotine when I was about 13, 14 years old. You know, I was playing junior high basketball, and, you know, there was a bunch of us, you know, on the team and shit.
Yeah, that usually happens.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It wasn't, so you mean to tell me it wasn't a one-man sport? the basketball thing. It was you had a lot of people on the team.
You would be correct, you asshole. You'd be correct.
That is correct.
We'd go to Shea Daly's house after every game. Win or loss, we'd go back after every game.
Probably a loss, but yeah.
We had a good record. Anywho, you know, after a win, you know how Havlin and Joe were. You know, after a win, we'd be allowed to eat. So,
it's like slavery. Yeah. We're allowed to eat.
Yeah. So,
not like slavery at all. You're on dangerous turf. Yeah. There.
If you don't win, you're allowed to eat.
So, after a win in Mansfield, we got to go to Taco Bell after a win.
What a treat.
And mind you, like $10 at Taco Bell, you're a fucking king. Well, I had like fucking $20, and I spent probably a good $17.
So you had white privilege.
Maybe. I had about $17 to spend at Taco Bell.
Is so the nicotine coming in soon?
Yes.
Okay.
And so I had about $17 spent at Taco Bell, and I spent all $17 at Taco Bell, ate all of it at the restaurant. I ate all of it. And,
fatty.
Oh, Jesus, I was.
This was Fat Cameron.
This was Fat Cameron.
Junior high was Fat Cam.
Yeah, yeah.
You were so nice back then.
I was. I'm still nice now. You just pissed me off.
Actually, both of you were nice when you guys were little fellas.
When we're separate. When we're separate, we're nice to each other.
Yeah, but I'm Fat Matt now and I'm nice.
I'm still nice.
Yeah, but you're not fat.
Anywho.
Fat people
I ate all that fucking Taco Bell.
Uh-huh.
I ate $17 worth of Taco Bell. It was a win, so we were celebrating. We went back to Shay's house. And at the time, we're like fucking 13, 14 years old. And Shay's like, guys, I stole chew from my dad. And, you know, at 13, that's a big fucking deal. Like, I stole chew from my dad. And so, like, we all take some fucking chew from him. And he had fucking Red Man, which tastes like fucking raisins. If you guys
I love Red Man.
Just out of curiosity, I'm not really familiar. Red, is that like the long?
It's like a bag. It's not a can like this.
It's like the Big League Chew.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, but it's for delicious. Adults.
Have you ever had it?
Yeah.
No. Tastes like raisins?
It tastes like raisins.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh my God, it's great.
I took at least a quarter of that bag and stuck it in my fucking left part of the mouth.
You just pick this Big League Chew, like long strips, and just chuck it in your...
It's leaves, because the difference between Big League Chew and Red Man is that it's not gum. It's just a big fucking
it's strip
of
shit.
It's literally leaves of chewing tobacco.
Oh.
And so like I put it in my fucking left side of my mouth, and I handled it for like 15, 20 minutes, and I was like... That Taco Bell's coming back. And I ended up puking all over. And Shay and Troy and everybody on the team can fucking attest to this. I ended up puking on Shay's floor.
I thought you were outside.
No.
Oh.
No, and that was my first,
so,
first
experience.
That was your first experience.
First experience. And since then, I've been smoking here and there while I drink and I chew all the fucking time.
Well, did Shay and all them puke as well, or did
That night, no, because that wasn't Shay's first time.
Oh, yeah. If he was... he's done it before.
Yeah, so Shay had a year up on me. He'd been stealing from his dad for like a year. Right. So
he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
So did Shannon come clean it up?
No, unfortunately.
What was she wearing?
We're getting a little bit off topic here. So there's a chance that
we're not going to talk about that. I cleaned it up.
Okay.
I've only probably chewed 5 times in my life, and every time I've done it, I've been nauseous.
I want you to try it now.
No, thank you.
Okay.
As a mature adult, I will refuse. But maybe the second time I did it, I was drinking and had a couple shots of SoCo and a couple beers. And I was up at Johnny Chrysler's, who was a guest here recently.
Yep.
Back when we were younger, though, he lived with his parents. And
had a dip.
One of our friends came. Said, I got cocky. Said, give me one of them. Took a dip.
Kind of like one of those
Come here, girl lurks.
Kind of like that, yes.
Who's this bitch? Who's this bitch?
Give me
next
that.
Next thing I know,
you're mine now.
I put this motherfucker in my mouth. We had a pizza.
We're still talking.
Fox's pizza. Cheap pizza. Puked in the whole thing.
On the whole pizza?
It was pretty much gone, but in the case. But yeah, still,
in the box. Still some slices left.
Was and it? Then the funny part of the story is that Johnny told me, I went home, and Johnny says, Mom says you're never allowed back.
Punishment fits the crime.
The real story is she felt never really got left in Lewis.
She what?
She felt bad.
For you?
Yes. Johnny was just making bullshit.
Just instigating.
So is that all it takes for you not to go back someplace to say, my mom said you're never allowed to come back? Is that what it takes?
I guess, Joe. Where are you going with that?
You get a call from my mom.
I people will call your people. Matter of fact, expect a call from Lynn tomorrow.
So the second time. Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
The second time I did chew.
I did chew.
Let's carry on, Thomas the Train. Let's go.
That's what I was trying to think of.
I got you, bud.
Me and my friends, we were all legal at that time for drinking, and we went to some bar in Elmira, and we came back to. We knew a girl that lived in Elmira College, and we went to her school.
No offense to the ladies out there. That's just what
the code. Shout out Elmira. The 14904.
Or so not. We went to her dorm and we're hanging out with them and whatnot. And I did a dip and chew with a couple of my buddies. Blah, blah, blah. I'm getting to the fucking point, Joe. Shut the fuck up.
Tension.
Everybody's on edge tonight.
We're all fighting tonight.
I'm having a
nice
time.
I do the dip. And
I do the dip.
I'm good. And I'm like, man, this is so much better than last time. I puked last time. You know, I'm like, this is awesome. So I finish it, drink a little bit. I'm like, you know what? Give me another one of them motherfuckers.
You got cocky.
Yeah.
So I was that Wild Bill's jerky.
And it wasn't fucking 2 minutes into that. And I'm just
your boy
hurling.
Got the spins.
Yeah. It was in a next level bullshit. Yeah. Another generation. Yeah. I'm like fucking
spinning.
Yeah. So that was my
nicotine.
Yeah, nicotine. And I haven't chewed since. So that was... I'll never do it ever again.
You're welcome to try it now. It's sitting right there in front of you.
Thanks, but no thanks, Cam. You seem like a decent
fellow. If it was the, what do they call them, pouches. The pouches, I would do the pouches.
See, actually...
I should have picked some up tonight.
You should have.
That's my bad.
We can go to Acorn and get some.
Next time.
Yeah.
If not later, but...
So, I don't have my...
They're open 21st.
I don't have my wallet.
I do.
Lexi.
I have my wallet. I'm not your girlfriend.
You ever chew, Joe?
I'm your brother.
You're nicer.
Yeah. I've done it a couple of times. Both times got sick.
Yeah. So you're kind of the same. See, I don't even like the... Fuck you, Karen.
I like the flavor. Like, it smells so good.
I thought we had the floor now. I thought it was our turn to tell our first experience with nicotine. Yeah. You want to go first?
No, go ahead.
So the first thing I remember at the ballpark, hanging out with, like, J. Lucas Bryan... Sitting out, like, the... You know how they used to close the back fields at nighttime because there was no lights back there? So we'd sneak back there with a bunch of wine coolers because we were the cool kids. Jay would always be able to get... No matter what, Jay had sticky fingers. Like, we'd be able to get into that fucking... God, I'm not trying to incriminate him now, but we were, like, 13. So we could get into the wine... Or the beer cooler. We'd sneak a couple of them Smirnoffs back there. And then we'd chew some cinnamon bullshit you're telling me. So I'd do it, and my stomach, even back then, was not what it used to be.
That'd be like a Smirnoff of chew.
Yeah, it was wicked. But then there was also, like, vanilla pouches that we were doing, too. So it was just a mixture of nonsense. That was my first experience. I had to go to the bathroom, and I saw Brian's brother in there, and I was, like, cleaning out my teeth because I was 13. And Brian's brother comes out, and he's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm just cleaning my teeth."
Don't worry about me. Here.
Yeah. That was my first experience with it. I mean, not that crazy, but yeah. Overall, it turned me off from chew.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
yeah.
It looks so fucking cool to me. Like, I like, even when I chew gum, my body's my temple. I don't want to
big, big chew. All right, you need that big pouch in your mouth.
But I do like that.
How about her, Joey?
Cameron was talking about that Red Man. If I'm in a really bad mood, I haven't smoked a cigarette in a long time. If I'm in a really bad mood and I want something to, like, something different, I will put, don't do it. I will put that,
maybe later.
That Red Man in my lip. That Red Man is delicious.
It's like raisins.
It is like raisins.
There's two different kinds of Red Man.
Yep.
There's like the original.
Yep.
Which is like the raisin.
Yep.
And then there's like the other kind, which I don't know what it's called, but it's like, it's more of a bitter taste.
Diet raisin.
I don't think that's what it's called, but sure, we'll go with that for right now. Diet raisin.
Keto
it
tastes raisin. Like
raisins?
It does. I'm not bullshitting.
Red Man tastes like raisins. Yeah.
That Red Man was like...
I'm not a raisin fan.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm be honest with you. I don't think raisins are...
But on the spectrum of chew tastes like, dog shit, raisins. I'm going towards raisins.
Red Man is like a leaf tobacco.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
And if you're going to go with a leaf tobacco, like if you can go with the raisin, which is Red Man, or you can go with the original, which is called Levi Garrett. And that it's bitter, but it's still good. It's got that same effect, if not a bit bolder. It's solid.
I like Red Man. You guys should try it before you die.
I'm good. But we're talking about leaf tobacco.
Sure.
Not to get historic or anything, but back in the day,
not a game.
Through the cornfields up and down 49, they're cornfields now. Yeah. They used to be all tobacco fields.
Mm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
The field across from where my house is, the field across from my folks' house, that used to be all tobacco.
Really?
Yeah.
Another
what you guys don't know, Joe's family used to be slave owners.
Oh my God. That is
crazy. No, indentured servants, not slaves.
Joey, I don't think you even had that.
Let's change the subject right now before we get canceled for something we make no money for already, which is this podcast.
My family had no slaves at all.
Yeah.
They ran a farm and...
Let's talk about something else.
They paid people to work on the farm.
Yeah. Everyone who worked on your farm got paid.
Yes, yes.
Oh, Mr. Bernard.
Mr. Bernard. Who had you silenced today?
You've seen The Office, right?
Yes.
Remember when that episode that Andy was related to Michelle Obama and there was negative connotations when he was related to her?
When Michael Scott left, I quit watching.
Okay.
Oh, that's a shit. I mean, I understand that. Yeah. I completely respect that because he was the core of the show. Yeah. But
you should follow.
Dude, it got good. Like you got to at least finish it.
Because he comes back. He comes back at some point. I don't know what season it was, but now I can't even think of their character name.
Season 9, Michael comes back.
Yeah, at the wedding, I've seen that.
Mm. But, so you haven't seen only 7 seasons.
Just hold on, the adults are talking. Clips.
But Pam and
Jim,
there's something happened there. Like he cheated, or
he never was unfaithful.
There was definitely friction.
Yeah,
but he started a new company.
I don't like that because there should have never been any type of friction because they never would have went out on each other.
Yeah, but you see, to me, they never from viewing the entire show, they never. Ever went out on each
good.
Other.
They didn't.
Ever.
Yeah.
That makes, so if that makes me
if that's what's deterring you from watching it,
no, but I just
actually
heard
a little
that
bit of spice.
Or saw that.
Because really, it signifies like the depth of their relationship. Yeah. Because how strong
from
they
day
were,
one,
how
Jim
willing
was ready
they were
to marry that girl.
Man.
Yeah.
All jokes aside,
yeah.
Happy as shit for you that you're engaged and doing well, man.
Yes, congratulations.
Yes.
He's a lucky fella.
Thank you.
No, I was saying he's a lucky fella.
She's going to be disappointed.
My bad.
She's going to be disappointed when she finds out he's a queen, but...
The queen is here?
Yeah, she hasn't already found out.
I find it amazing how I got that fucking nickname.
I've been calling you queen, I don't know, since...
I find it.
It's for the first 2 years, I thought that was your real name.
I mean,
Queen Lewis.
for you guys knowing me, you've known me since at least I was 15. You've known me from since at least I was 19. Do I strike you as a queen?
No.
That's funny about it.
That's the irony in it.
It's just your brother being jealous of you.
Absolutely. You can beat me up now. You're strong. You're fit. You got that strength of the people that struggle with that.
So just out of curiosity, Cameron, what's your favorite video game?
Oh,
good
Jesus.
Segue.
That is a good segue. That is. I have since Queen. Basically fucking Jesus, the year 2000, 2001, anything from Siphon Filter to Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
I heard they're coming out with a new
Tony Hawk. They're coming out with a new one.
I have no idea what they're talking
but
about.
We're going to go to break.
No, we're not. I've been playing games since 2000.
Siphon Filter is a good name drop. I remember that game.
Great game. Siphon Filter 1, the...
Gabe being Nightmare. Yes. You ever played Siphon Filter?
Going to the subway. You always got
that's
scared.
That's why I can't go to the basement without panicking.
Yeah. Every time we had to go to the subway and Siphon Filter, I got scared. That great PS1 game, though.
Yeah.
In total, though, the greatest game I ever played, God of War 4. It's not even called God of War 4. It's the brand new God of War game for PlayStation 4.
What's it called? GOD4?
No, it's just called God of War. It's just called God of War.
I'm losing interest.
The Wrap greatest game I ever played.
We just lost 100 subscribers.
I've heard of it. I've never played it.
And Metal Gear Solid 5 and...
Metal Gear Solid.
So let's do...
And Red Dead Redemption 2 comes
it's
in...
too open-ended. So what's your all-time favorite video game of all time? You've already answered.
God of War, yeah.
Okay.
All-time
favorite game, we'll say through PlayStation. And if you don't own PlayStation, you can say all-time favorite video game for...
It doesn't even have any PlayStation. That's the thing.
It's not your podcast.
The greatest thing that PlayStation's ever done is...
Oh, it's got to be PlayStation?
No.
Absolutely not.
Well, as far as PlayStation is, it is... Grand Theft Auto 5.
Agreed.
Solid.
Jesus Christ.
But.
It's solid. I wonder why this generation's looting.
Other than that.
You know, Bloomy loved that. Bloomy loved that game.
If I don't take PlayStation into consideration, I will take Twisted Metal.
PS1.
PS1.
Yeah.
That was, in my youth, one of my favorite games.
Matthew?
So, I'm going to split the difference between what Cody just did. I'm going to say current video game and something I grew up on. I would say I would agree with you that Grand Theft Auto 5 is the best like video game out there for PS4 or PS4.
As far as
well done
modernness,
modern plotline, everything.
See, that comes down to a preference, but anyway.
What's that?
That comes down to a preference. Like
sure.
Yeah.
But I'm saying in my terms of like all time well-rounded video game.
Okay.
It's up there with Red Dead for me, but it's I like it because I drive fast and take chances. If you ain't first, you're last. Shake and bake, Ricky Bobby. So I'm going to pick that one.
I'm going to throw the horse over the car.
Favorite old school video game, because Cody went there. I'm going to go not PlayStation. I'm going to go Paperboy.
No
shit.
That was
a good one.
Dude, that was Grandpa's game.
Nintendo. I'm going to say Paperboy.
Had that and liked it.
I never had the pleasure of playing that. Cause like I never got exposed to it. Like
you were busy.
I was too young.
That was hard, man.
Well, and you were like ice skating school and shit. Like, it's understandable.
Where did that come from? I never did ice skating. Where did that come from?
It's just because I assumed.
We played the same sports.
You're figure skating somewhere doing.
We played the same sports.
Yeah, but you did them on ice.
I didn't. I ice skated one time and I sucked dick at it.
That is
the female lifted you up.
No, you just sucked dick on ice.
Joe wishes yours.
Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah,
3.
Yeah, I mean that's yes. I mean
3.
Yeah.
What console was that on?
Super Nintendo.
Okay.
You ever played on the Wii?
No. What's a Wii?
The best selling console of the seventh generation.
Oh, Jesus. You goddamn kids.
Don't associate me with him. He's an ice skater.
I'm 6 years younger than you.
Nuh-uh. That's not true.
Roughly. And the second one would be on Nintendo 64, GoldenEye.
That was a...
I've never played GoldenEye.
What is GoldenEye?
Don't judge me.
James Bond.
It's a James Bond
game. Oh, the 007 game?
I have heard that's awesome.
It set the bar for fucking first person shooters.
I have heard that.
What game did you give me for N64? The Donkey Kong?
No, I gave you...
that was in the bedroom. You gave me that Donkey Kong.
Oh, he gave me
There was a racing game. There was...
there was a football game you gave
football
me.
Football game. Yeah. Can't remember what. NFL Blitz, maybe.
Yeah. That I think that is it. Yeah. We've not played it.
California Speed was one of them.
I played that. That was fun.
Yeah.
Remember Driver?
Yeah, oh, Driver was great. Fun. Yeah.
The tutorial, like the intro, the intro level was hard as fuck.
You just gotta go fucking but you just went with drugs. Home and it was awesome.
Hey, Mom doesn't want you to swear in the podcast, so can you stop?
I'll have her listen to the 6 previous podcasts.
Don't you dare. You'll never be welcome back if you do that.
That's so rude. Did you guys see the other, or last night I was looking on Twitter there, and I saw this viral video to where these young girls, they do this.
Sure, this was Twitter?
They do this. They do this video to where either they have heard the song or have not heard the song.
I have not seen this.
Really?
No, I'm not. I just haven't seen it.
Cody, when you say young girls.
No, like, no. He's
like 15-year-old girl.
Oh. But it's like a cat cam at young girls.
But it was like a...
I'm not being weird.
But it was like a trend on Twitter. Yes. Was what you're saying.
So like, they play like 15 songs and they're asking if they've heard it or they have not heard it. And so all the songs have been like from 05 on. So like, we're talking... Destiny's Child, In the Club, like popular songs we were, like after we've actually graduated.
But the, so the group, could either go this way or this way? And so it was.
And
it,
they're all like, never heard it, never heard it. And I'm like, it just blew my fucking mind. Like,
I'm sure it did.
I'm this old.
Segway, did you see the guy that wrote Pop? Remember the song Pop, Lock, and Drop It?
Yeah. Huey? He died today. He got shot.
Yesterday, I saw
that. What was that guy's name?
I cried for 15 minutes.
I saw that.
Joe, have a little goddamn respect.
I did see that today.
Yeah, he got shot in Missouri.
Yeah.
Toot that tang. You never heard that song?
I don't care for the song, but.
But it was his banger. So
that was his one hit wonder.
It's called Pop, Lock, and Drop It. Toot that thing up, mother.
Make it roll.
Come on, Joe.
We used to sing like that in the locker room before basketball games.
That's actually a better lyrics than Reba ever had.
Yeah, that KFC commercial? She ain't had shit. It's probably a good time to go to break now that we're trashing Reba. You want to do the outro to the break, or you want to keep being
okay, when we come back, Cody will not be on the podcast.
That's he will be. He will be.
I'll be better than ever.
You got to go through the quicker picker upper to get to Cody.
I'll take care of him, too. this segment has been brought to you by the 10th Annual Memorial Fireworks Show. Saturday, July 4th, 6 o'clock. Fireworks at 10 o'clock. Live band, No Limits. Starts at 8 o'clock. See you then. And we're back.
And we're
welcome back to A Cup of Joe. Hope everybody had a good little break there. I know we all did.
I have something.
Yeah.
Let's briefly recap those Beer Olympics, because last episode we talked about the Beer Olympics.
Yes.
Let's talk about our feelings going in, our feelings during, and our feelings after. And I know you guys weren't there, but I'm
sure... Yeah, I can't comment on this.
Yeah, but I'm sure you're kind of curious as to what happened to us and our livers and how we're on dialysis now, and it's...
So going in...
Don't be Bill Schoonover.
Too far.
Going in, I was, we're going to kick ass, you know.
Same.
And then...
We started drinking.
It was great time.
Oh, my God.
A lot of fun.
One of the best parties. It was up there with 4th of July party.
Oh, absolutely.
That caliber of party, absolutely. Organization, beer provided, food.
I just think it got away from everybody towards, like, the end of the... events.
Yeah. Because everybody was so drunk.
Well, I don't know why they had to host that on the equator.
It was a very hot day.
Yeah, it was on the equator. You had to catch a flight to the equator to fucking play. I'm not going back till they do Winter Olympics. It was hotter than hell. But overall, it was fun.
It
like,
was.
I was just underwhelmed of, like, so there were games. Let's just give the audience, our two followers that we have, let's give them some context. So there were six games. There were six people on a team. We thought, go ahead and do your shot. We thought that it was going to be one person got to do one game in Excel. So we thought, like, looking at the board, like, okay, Mikey will be good at this, Joel will be good at this, Lexi, there's a talking game, she'll be great, you know. We thought that. Turns out every game was a team effort. Thing. Yes, which was just... The first game was the hardest, where you had to chug your three drinks.
Yeah, you had to chug... or not beers. Chug, but you had to finish three drinks.
Three of your drinks.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole team.
Three drinks of what?
So, it was beer.
Or whatever you were drinking.
Or Twisted Tea. Yeah, no one was doing liquor at that point. But it was a chugging race because you had to finish
The team total wanted to finish before the other team. Yeah.
So, to your point earlier, like, Lexi tie-dyed shirts for us. Joe wore the Chinese flag in, which we'll give that back to you when we're done. Because we got it out of your closet. In the no problem.
Big move.
But, like, so we thought we had gone, like, all out. We follow this Jeep down the street that's just American flag.
Decked out. They had
the rompers, Speedos, the whole shebang.
Fucking we're things in, you didn't want to see.
We're in tie-dye that doesn't even match. Yeah. And we thought we were going to win. We actually ended up forfeiting.
Yeah, I don't even know where we finished or how it ended. Because, I mean...
On our way out, I went, China! Time to go!
China! But props to Steph Preston and Corey
McManus.
They put on a good...
They put on a great party, a great Olympics. It was a lot of fun.
I didn't realize it was the third annual.
I didn't either. We weren't invited to the first two, apparently. Love you, ladies.
Yeah, so that's the...
Yeah, it was a great time.
That was rough, though. I didn't feel...
Towards the end, it, of course, it's, people get drunker and drunker. It gets a little not as organized.
Yeah.
You know, and that I think if it would have been towards the end more organized, we would have stayed in it maybe more towards the end. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, if onlys and butts were candies and nuts. Yeah.
Definitely.
Then every day would be Earth to Dunk.
So, definitely going to rethink my team for next year.
So who ended up winning?
I have no idea.
Ireland, Natty Ice came in first. I saw the pictures.
Natty Iceland?
Nope. Natty Ice. Iceland was Alex and Corey's team, and Logan. They had the black shirts on that said Ireland. Natty Ice was the white tank tops that said Natty Ice. I don't know how to make it more clear.
That's wrong.
That's not wrong. Fact check me, Jamie.
I'm going to. Because they had to have a country. There's not a country named Natty Ice.
Correct, but I don't know what team. I don't know what country they were.
That's what I was asking.
Oh, so you're saying
it's not Iceland? It's
so I'm guessing Norway, Scandinavia.
No,
okay. I see what you're saying. I was telling you the team that won. I don't know what country they represented. Where with Alex's team that came in second, it was clear because it said Ireland.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
Something's missing there. Hold on, let me find it.
While
he's looking,
continue on.
Yeah, Cam.
While he's looking,
You had it out?
No. You wish.
I do. That is correct.
While he's looking, obviously I feel the four of us are more than fucking proud to be part of the United States of America. That said, there were a second country in mind. Where would you want to hail from?
Canada.
Okay. Cody, what's Canada? Care to explain why?
Because the politics in America are fucking ridiculous.
Okay.
And it's just an easy...
Look.
Yeah, I could go there in 2.5 hours. I could just sneak up the border and...
Or if that's your country of choice, you're coming down, Knock, knock. Can I come home?
Okay.
So you're saying you agree with like their health care and everything?
That's exactly what I was
saying. All right.
Okay. Yes. How about you, Matt?
So it's like reverse effect because last time I was reading Cody's mind, Cody read my mind. I would also pick Canada just because of Number one, Porter lives there. Yeah. And I love Porter. Shout out. A couple people. Shout out to Porter. He's from Canada. Mm-hmm. And so I did the analytics on the show once. Remember I sent you the screenshot? And we have 2% of our listeners are in Canada. I have to believe that 1 in 2% are in Porter. But that'd be mine. Just because of... They're just easygoing. They ride horses.
Like, if we were to move somewhere, like, say, for example... Like, if I were to move to Europe or anywhere else, it would be, like, a culture shock.
Ha! But sorry to interrupt. I was right. Natty Iceland. Jesus. Right there. Natty Iceland.
Yes.
Joe.
Yeah. Joe. You are right. You are right. I corrected you, but we were both... You're right. You're right. I'm wrong. You chose books. I chose looks. It's fine.
No, I...
Yes. That is correct.
Don't Joe, mock
you're
right.
Me. I'm not mocking
you.
Joe,
you're right.
There was Ireland.
And Natty Iceland. Sorry. We were talking about the same things, though.
I don't think we were.
No, I corrected you when you said Natty Iceland. I said, no, they were already a team. I thought you said Ireland. But I said the Natty Ice team was dressed in all white.
Yes.
It said Natty Ice.
My apologies.
No, America. No, my bad. We were on the same page, but I did correct you for no apparent reason.
Apparently.
Yes. Okay. You want to rub my fucking nose? You want to rub my nose in it?
Well, that's why I've been spending 3-5 minutes looking this up. It took me forever.
That's five times as long as
you went. To go back to Cam's thing,
if you had to pick a country,
I would say that Canada's culture is very similar as ours. So I wouldn't be...
It'd be less shocking.
Yes. To where if I would go to fucking...
Japan.
Yes, it'd be a culture shock. Like,
well,
just
maybe,
not in looks.
Maybe not Japan, but Afghanistan would
be
different.
Even like Europe.
Afghanistan.
Like, same language, same thing, but just a little colder. But
I agree with the Canada thing. It'd be less of a culture shock, and it's the same sort of culture.
But I like their politics a little bit better.
That prime minister.
So. Can I say mine?
No, Joe hasn't gone yet.
Okay.
No, sure.
I picked Canada also.
Oh, really?
What'd you pick, Joe?
Oh, I'm going to go with...
Here we go.
So many good ones.
Here we go.
Texas.
Let's get... Everybody get your shit ready. Here we go with Joe's fucking philosophical...
He's a history buff, right?
Well, that's nothing to... Do but with
it's gonna have to do with my answer. I'm just making sure you're a history buff, right?
I'm gonna go with God, somewhere great European.
It doesn't have to be European.
I know, but I would love to live in Europe.
Then go. Take your time. I'll take over the place for you.
Zurich.
You have to spell it to live there.
That's
Z-U-R.
Silent P.
Zurich.
Z-U-R.
Or Switzerland. Zurich.
Why?
Z-U-R-I-C-H.
I don't really have to spell it.
Matt said you did.
It's not all about Matt.
Fair enough.
Don't like that. But why? So why Zurich or why Switzerland?
Switzerland because
it's fucking cold.
Cheese.
Not all the time. No, I don't care for cheese.
I don't care for cheese. The Alps.
It's just beautiful countryside. Or Italy. Oh, I'd go to Italy.
Pick one country.
Jesus. We just gotta pick one, bud.
Bud.
Okay, I'm going with Zurich.
Okay.
Zurich.
Because why? I won't heckle you, but why?
Is that on the Mediterranean?
That's your country. You should know the word the fucking term.
No, I'm going to go with Italy. I'm going with Italy.
Why? Because it's like a boot?
Yeah, but here's my...
No, I'm going to go with Zurich.
Put your headphones on and sit down.
And then
here's
let me say
my
piece first, please.
Well...
No. It'll come
back
to you.
Why I take Canada over that? Because, like... If you're going to say even Italy, there's only so many people that can talk English in that country.
I know
it is the most common language in the world.
What is?
I understand English. That, but for you to actually...
Then what is?
converse
Latin?
No, that's a dead language, man.
No, it's not. Not if you're intelligent.
Do you know Latin?
Yes.
Speak to me in a biblical sense.
In a biblical sense?
In a,
I've never read the Bible.
Latin, oh my God. Dude, but seriously.
Caught that in there, didn't you?
So if you're going to Italy, how many people there actually speak English?
About quite a bit.
I'm sure there are some people.
Joe and whoever he brings.
I'm sure there are people are. But look, the majority speak Italian.
So you pick Italy just because it's something because you wanted to go? Or like you have a reason?
No, I picked Zurich.
Zurich. Ideals. Just places you wanted to visit. Because Cam's
got Tina Turner lives there.
Tina Turner.
Oh, that's... Okay.
My man. If you're going to pick Tina Turner, bullshit. Cam, you go ahead.
All right.
Oklahoma is okay.
Before I get into it.
Oh, no.
Let's get into it, Bob. Let's get into it, Bob.
Boom. Here's our guest, Cam Lewis. We got a
Let
big
him talk,
story.
Cody. It's not all about you.
It is.
Let the queen talk.
I still don't understand how I got that title, but I'm
Where's
okay with it.
Where's ice skating most famous?
But, I never ice skated, but anyway. Anyway.
Since your injury.
Man, Latin has been a dead language.
No. We're not doing that. Just pick your
post hoc ergo hoc.
We're not talking past arguments with your Latin English rhetoric. That's a whole different discussion.
Yes. Okay.
Your country.
Okay.
Madam.
Do I sound like a madam?
Wow.
I don't know. Help is on the way, dear. Just pick a country.
Iceland.
Why?
Because of the skiing thing?
No.
Or the ice skating thing?
Surprise.
Surprisingly enough.
Because of the natty Iceland?
Surprisingly enough, there is not a hell of a lot of skiing going on in Iceland. It's in Greenland, where the
ice skating is. I know.
But, no, Iceland, because,
Because you won't text back there either.
rumored, of the famous Ragnar Lothbrok. A famous fucking Viking from way back in not like the 1800s.
It was way before the 1800s.
Ragnar Lothbrok was between the 700s and the 800s.
Is this some sort of porn?
I didn't say 800s. 700s between 800s.
1700s?
No.
Whatever.
700 to 800.
Go ahead and say what you're going
to
say.
Well, that's not what you said originally.
I apologize. I misspoke.
All right.
700 to 800.
Okay. Yes.
Ragnar Lothbrok.
Yes.
Ruled.
I concur on that. I will. Yes.
The Viking Kingdom. Ragnar Lothbrok had. Now you might watch the show. It's a bit fabricated. He had five sons in the show. He actually only had three sons.
Well, I don't understand.
What's your point?
What's going on?
I'm drawing in on our promise.
Civilization.
I'm drawing in on our promise. Uba, Ivar.
You. Oh, go ahead. Okay. Say the third one. Say the third one.
I can't remember the third one.
Uba, Ivra, and Cameron.
Ivar. But let's talk about Uba.
No, let's not. You pick Iceland because
Uba.
You want to be a Viking.
Uba became
Scuba.
The king of Iceland, the son of Ragnar Lothbrok, became the king of Iceland, the Viking ruler of Iceland.
What does that have to do with you?
That's why he picks that country.
Just because of the history?
I'm drawing in on it.
Okay.
Because you like that motherfucker?
I'm drawing in on it.
Would it be...
Well, I like fucking Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Doesn't mean I'm fucking...
No, but that's his answer, though. So can I put it concisely, just real quick, if I may?
I still wasn't done, but go ahead.
Well, yeah.
Oh, finish. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm actually sorry for interrupting.
You will apologize to me when I...
Cam, go ahead and finish.
Okay. Thanks, Joe.
Circus show. Tune in next week to Cups with Cody, because this bullshit's fucking done.
Uba became a great ruler of Iceland. And a lot of people who currently now live in Iceland and parts of Scandinavia are descendants of that Viking lineage.
Yes.
And I would I am more than happy. I would rather nowhere be than America. But if I had to make a second choice...
You would like to be descended from...
Iceland. because, yeah, you're talking because of the lineage, yes, of Ragnar, yes, Lothbrok, of Uba.
Yes, yes, from, yeah, Uba.
But yeah, it's from a long time ago.
I get that.
So sure, the, it's not a lineage question. You're not, it's where would you rather be other than America? It's not lineage. So you,
well,
would
that's,
go,
that's his reasoning.
Yeah, but so you'd rather, yeah, go there because of the history and the lineage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck about
you're
Uba.
You're not doing a timetable. Yeah. Going,
well,
back
he had, because not most people know about.
Fair. I'm not trying to get political.
No, no, I actually, no, kind of no, I respect your knowledge on it. I just,
yes, most people do not know about that.
Yeah,
you know, you and I are
that,
one of
that's,
very few.
That, yeah. That's a cool timetable. But are you going to go to timetable and go back there?
No, that was not, that wasn't
earlier,
the question.
Earlier, you spoke about Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I was saying that to be funny.
Now,
this might be a three-part. We might take another break.
Who's not to say that? I'm just going to name off a bunch of shit here.
Uba.
Attila.
I'm just going to name off. I'm just going to name a bunch of shit here. Who's to say that
ice skating's not a sport?
The god. That the god in the Jewish faith is not real. Who's to say that Christ was not real? Who's and
who's
saying Allah?
Who's not real?
Mind you, Allah is the same thing as God.
Allah is the same God. It's the same God.
Exactly. Very synonymous. Just different prophets. Just different prophets.
Yes.
Who's to say they're not all one and the same? Who's to say that Zeus, the Greek God, the Almighty
What's
of the Greek God,
they were
aliens. You're coming off as a little preachy, and I don't want the podcast to be perceived
the
you
Greek
as,
gods were aliens.
I don't want the, well, hear me out. I'm not being mean. I just want you to be perceived as like some sort of like preacher, man. You're not. You're just educated. I'm speaking to your benefit. Like, you're not preaching. You're just giving facts.
I'm only bringing it up because he said something about Christ earlier.
Well, Cody says Christ all the time.
Fair enough.
Maybe we should take a break. People that think Allah and God are two different gods.
Yeah, which they're not.
But
especially
they're
in
Tarrant
County.
So, so who's your god?
Majority have talked about this a million times of how all these gods are the same.
The Greek god Zeus, they're aliens.
See, Matt, my brother, asked me, who's my god?
Christy Amaducci.
What? Who the fuck is that?
It's that Asian ice skater. You know who Christy Amaguchi is.
I don't have fucking any clue who that is. I'm
it's Cody's cousin. I'm
an uncultured swine. I don't know shit about shit.
We're going to break. We'll be back. Good fucking God.
That wasn't even malicious.
Recording?
Oh. No, we're not yet.
We are probably, but me talking about your hairline wasn't malicious. You used to make that joke. So.
Tell me how it's advantageous to me.
Okay. I was trying to give you credit for a joke you made.
What, me being bald?
That's how it's advantageous to you. Because I was hoping to get a laugh out of you by saying...
To my...
Like back when you were in college and you would come in and invite me while I was in high school. Or otherwise. And you'd say... Oh, I'm drunk. I gotta throw up. Hold my hair. Like, you had short hair. Like,
so
it was
he's
funny.
He's picking on himself.
It was
right.
funny.
Yes.
That is what I was getting at. I wasn't getting about the no hair thing. Personally, but I still think he has fucking hair. I don't get the bald thing.
Oh, it's hanging on by a thread. Literally. But if I... Shut your fucking mouth. Every time I look at Joe, he goes,
Oh, we gotta put this shit on video.
Oh, yeah, that's great. So it's funny if I say it, like, hey, I'm gonna go throw up. You wanna hold my hair? I do not recommend it for you to say in front of a group of people you just met. And then I run away and look like the. I run and tell on people.
Princess.
Don't make me call my. Boy.
I didn't hear what he said.
Call me a princess. It's fine.
Oh, Jesus.
We're trying to be a queen or a princess.
Cameron's like, I've done the queen thing for a while.
Oh, shit.
Well, this has been fun.
So, welcome back to A Cup of Joe. Because I'm pretty sure we've been recording the whole time, correct? IT guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was probably the funniest part of the whole night.
Oh, yeah, it was a hoot.
We do want to plug a few things. I don't know if we want to get into any more convos, but...
If this is a hair plug joke, I'm not interested.
No. We want to plug the Molly Sherman Memorial's Fast Pitch Softball Tournament this weekend. Starts tomorrow.
Yeah,
actually
today.
The it's the 27th now, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, it's Dad's birthday too.
Yes. Happy birthday, Bob Lewis. My dad's birthday is the 28th.
Oh, Sunday. Sunday, so, Lord's Day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not very
the fuck's so funny.
Be the big 7-0.
Really?
Yeah.
Goddamn.
But anyways, back to the Molly Sherman Memorial. It's teams, fast pitch softball teams from all over the country descend on Oakland. Usually this is held Memorial Weekend, but because of the COVID, it got pushed this weekend. And we hope to have a great turnout.
Yeah.
So they just out of curiosity.
No, they come and bang all of our friends and girls.
Coming, where are they coming from?
All over Canada.
Texas,
all,
Canada. No,
do you know what teams are coming from? Like,
they did
not off the top of my head.
I could look
not.
It up.
Yeah,
you can look it up, absolutely. Texas, Canada.
I could look it up.
Well, I don't think Canada, I don't think they're even allowed, right? Isn't there a... I think Canada isn't even allowed in the U.S. now.
Really?
I mean, shit, man. I mean, prior to the COVID shit, you know, like, our fucking... small town.
Watch your mouth.
Our small town would draw in people from Australia, from Canada.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, they everywhere. Were all coming. Yeah,
we had a Japanese guy at one point.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He's sitting right here, dude.
I just wasn't... I figured that there was no Canadian...
I think there... I don't know. I'm going to look up the... Are you looking it up?
Yeah.
Joe, if we get on Hulu tonight, I'll give you my password. That way we can watch some shit.
What?
I said, if by any chance you like, we collectively log on to Hulu tonight, I'll give you my password.
You that don't way watch we can... Hulu here, Cameron.
We'll get Lorna on the fucking listen, Skype here. And
I, you use my Hulu, Matt, but like I really think Cody and Joe would appreciate
Canadian
that.
Canadian substance.
So we got the Oakland. Are they still called the
Welcome to the following teams to tournament?
That's what I was getting. Oakland, we got the New York Bombers,
Elines, Sandlot, RM Kurtz, Sea Dogs, AU Sable.
What's Ron's team?
Team USA White, Team 518, and Elanco.
I'm
must
pretty
be
sure
Cody's
there's no
home country. Elanco.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's no.
I don't think there ever are Canadian teams for the Maui, though. There's never a full Canadian team ever.
Okay.
Is
Oakland still the Thunderbellies?
No, it's just ESA.
Now. That ended when Kaiser left.
More cowbell, please. But anyways, it's a great time. Come down to support a local... softball association. It's
fast pitch too.
Fast pitch.
It's unbelievable. So
I want to say something about that.
Yeah.
First of all,
yeah.
I want to hate on. I'm gonna be a hater real quick.
That'd be first time for everything.
The people that play like little
slow pitch.
Slow pitch. You guys can hit your little slow pitch.
Ting. Might as well be T-ball.
Christ Jesus.
You can throw a ball and hit that motherfucker.
Yeah, anybody can do that. Fast pitch is...
No joke.
Actually takes fucking talent.
Yeah.
So...
I was going to say the same thing. Like, because people hear softball tournament, they're like, how is this going to be fun to watch?
Yeah.
No, these guys, not only do they grunt when they pitch, they grunt when they fuck all the girls from Oakland too. So be sure to tune in.
We call them the softball whores. You know who you are if you're listening.
My old boss Mark asked me to fucking play for him one time.
The whores.
Maybe this is also tomorrow night after the games. There will be a DJ. DJ Absolute Music will be playing at the ballpark from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
And where's he out of?
No.
It's a good question, actually.
I have no clue. He's going to be DJing. It doesn't matter where he's from.
Another fun fact. Joey Lee from the podcast itself is bartending because he's a ramp certified employee from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. at the ballpark.
The best bartender in the Northeast.
Yes. And if you don't know where the ballpark is, it is at 193 Legion Street, Oakland, Pennsylvania.
Y'all better hope there's no mulch because Joe will
Dirk
find
Sherman
it.
Memorial
don't
Complex.
Tip. Yeah.
No, don't. If you're don't coming at 10. Don't
if it's Joey.
And don't. If you all are wondering who Joe Lee even is, he's the next Joe
Funko. You'll know.
Don't tip. Everybody knows
he's Joe the next Joe Rogan.
Don't tip. Just bend over.
Keep that in mind, ladies.
On that note.
Keep that in mind, ladies.
Toodaloo.
Unbelievable.
I think that's not cool. I've been here one fucking day, and I know that's not cool.
Exactly. Thanks for joining A Cup with Joe.
Ta-ta. I don't know who the fuck you think you are.
Really?